You're welcome to touch and stroke my leaves. Close your eyes. Inhale. Exhale gently, please. You're given the diagram of an ear in profile. Your outer ear canal infected from spending so long in the water as one species acting as another. Another child with an ear infection for swimming so long in the water on my back looking up to the sky. So long as I stay still in the water, my face is in profile. My ears as one species, my face another. Exposed to air, sky, water, tilting me sideways. Cradled by my mother again. On her lap, she'd prop my head up and tilt me to the side. Long stem fingers muffle my inner ear. In thick white felt. From my canal out knotty buds of cotton dampened with yellow liquid sun. You poured into my ear to aid my infection. Stroking my ear like a lamb, when I think of a lamb's ear, I think of a rabbit burrowing itself in subterranean with ears exposed to air above topsoil. A lamb's ear grows a cotton purple tail, so when she grows ears, she also grows a tail. A tail, cotton bud rolling over my cotton shirt, yellow liquid sun. Think of a lamb's ear, cotton dirt. I'm dirty, my mother sits me between her lap, cleaning my ears, now velvet. Cradled by my mother. Again. On her lap, she'd prop her head up and tilt her to the side. Stroking strands of spindled cotton ears between being a dog to a ball of cotton, she's a cloud. A low roaming cloud. In our flat on the floor bearing low roaming cloud, mopping marble. Her eyes constantly marble, filled with yellow liquid sun. Cleaning her ears, now velvet. She can't see Marcy, animals in the sky. Tilt your head up and tell me what you see. What do you see? Lamb's ears, rabbit's ears, cat's ears, mouse's ears, dog's ears, elephant's ears, or fawn's ears, lamb's tongues, dog's tongues, cat's tongues, lamb's wool, woolly wound wart ear. I can't hear you. Lift your head up, Mama. She has to clean them with cotton tissue. The cotton returns, cotton tissue mobbing her marble. Cotton clean cloud returns. When I think of a lamb's ear, I think of touching tongues. A lurching tongue, my cat's tongue. My dog's tongue, swimming across my face. Tongue tilted across her face, out of her mouth, looking up to the sky. She needs air, sky, water. My tongue, my cat's tongue, bristles across my face, brushes bristles across my face, my cheek, my eyelid, and then his tail in my eye. My ears as one species, my face another, cradled by my mother again. Her paralyzed, stiff body between her legs, my legs giving me water, mummy leant over me like a fawn, teaching her to walk again, to walk with me again. At night, what's holding my hind legs, his tail, Bambi's tail, mops the remaining tears from my mouth, his ears are now in my mouth, my ears in his mouth, and what comes after is the tail. A tail, my cat's tail, keeps his body balanced upright, like my ears keep me upright, so we don't recline toward the floor, head first into a big thick bush on all fours. I've always wanted to be on all fours, going head first into a big thick bush. Rest my back on a bush, afloat on a big thick sheep, embracing a big thick bush. Sheep low roaming cloud. We'll find the lamb burrowed in the bush. When it's lost, it can't see the bush ahead. Head first into a big thick wall, brick, bark, bush, wall. By the end, our dog couldn't see or walk ahead. In dark room, still on marble floor, cradled by my mother again. In a dark room, ready to sleep, I hear the folk song you'd sing to me. Sing to me. Where a white rabbit played all day in the nearest forest and got lost in the woods with a fawn or a lamb, where it got too dark to return home, so they both started to cry. The dear one started to cry. Oh dear, in darkness. I sleep, never reaching the end of that song. Baby mine, baby mine. In her trunk, hanging on a branch that I confused for my dog's spine. Nested in its leaves with a lamb, a cat, a rabbit, and a fawn. Would the ram, a fawn, a rabbit, my cat, a lamb be lost? You were telling me you saw a rabbit or a lamb, a cat or a fawn. Fawn rooted in soil, multiple bodies in soil. My body isn't the tail of my cat's mouth, his tail, my dog's body, a lamb resting on marble floor by a footrest with a rabbit and a fawn. Between the cat's mouth and the tail sits a lamb's ear with my mother in summer becoming hairier, felt hairier, hairier. The green moves toward the back four, the white hairs coming to the foreground as you grow older. White hair in my foreground when you grow older in the foreground, summer marble floor. My dog's ground disappears, she loses sight into the wall. We lose sight of her, my God. My dog's ground disappears into the marble floor, that marble body on my kitchen floor. There still she becomes mistaken for a footrest. Rest. Rest. Still that marble body buried there in evergreen. There still in my garden covered with marble slate. She's finally seen. My father steps on it to level it, pruning tears, healing a wound. On a week, woken up by sirens, in commemoration of a war, my dog's tongue lay flat at rest. Rest more. In perennial velvet texture, with knotty buds of cotton purple tails, Pina is not properly evergreen, not very conspicuous. I'm hidden amongst loomed felt and propagate such auricular covering, so much that I must be separated once bloomed. Plants flower in midsummer, divided as soon as September growth begins. A lamb foliage falls, eventually to be replaced by a fresh crop in spring. Falls in spring. Long stem fingers muffle my inner ear, and thick white felt. And thick white felt. From my canal out knotty buds of cotton dampened with yellow liquid sun. With yellow liquid sun. I rest my ears in sun, in yellow liquid sun.